Jose Hernandez's innovation on traditional mariachi earns him 12th Latin Grammy nomination. After nearly 50 years in the industry, California-based mariachi band leader Jose Hernandez has earned his 12th Latin Grammy nomination for his band, Mariachi del Sol de Mexico, an honor on par with nearly two centuries of family musicianship. The nominated album is Bailando Sones y Huapangos, released in 2020. His band was the first mariachi ensemble to be nominated for a Grammy. Playing mariachi music with his siblings since he was 3 years old, Hernandez moved with his family from Mexico to Pico Rivera in Los Angeles County when he was 4 years old. The Hernandez family soon became a prominent presence in the art of mariachi in Southern California. Starting his professional career playing in the Disneyland Band in the 1970s, Hernandez has been primed to continue his family's musical legacy, one spanning back to 1836, according to a genealogical expert detailing a book on the singer's life. The bar was set early on when Hernandez's father and older brother appeared playing the violin alongside Elvis Presley in his film, Fun in Acapulco, back in 1963. His father Esteban Hernandez, a famed mariachi musician in the United States in the 1940s, taught him much about the genre before Hernandez made it his own, namely through blending different genres within mariachi compositions. "I was called the Antichrist of mariachi for stepping out of the traditional style," Hernandez told the Epic Times. Despite these criticisms, Hernandez's unique mariachi albums with classical or jazz elements are renowned for their worldwide, cross-cultural appeal. Even late North Korean President Kim Jong-il played the band's music nightly on the country's airwaves a couple of decades ago. At the time, Kim was such a big fan, he eventually invited the band to perform at his residence in Pyongyang, the capital of North Korea, a country embroiled in long-term political tensions with the U.S. "The State Department couldn't even clear us to go at the time," Hernandez said. "It was a big risk, but it was worth it, loved us." Hernandez first learned to integrate modern and classical melodies, including Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker Suite, at the Grove School of Music in Studio City. Studying under instructors like Nelson Riddle and Peter Matz, Hernandez began introducing live orchestras into mariachi compositions, something unprecedented, he said. "We've always been on the vanguard of the mariachi movement, of always doing things that are different," Hernandez said. This innovation also landed Hernandez several major film score credits and even collaborations with other celebrated artists, including Linda Ronstadt, The Beach Boys, and Nat King Cole. "No matter where we go, it's pretty amazing to see how well the audience reacts to our group and the repertoire that we play," Hernandez said. The musician, now living in Orange County, hasn't stopped there. Hernandez has been sharing the beauty of mariachi with the younger generations through his nonprofit, the Mariachi Heritage Society. Founded in 1991, the nonprofit has been providing low-cost music lessons to children in underserved communities across Southern California, including counties of Orange, San Diego, and Los Angeles, now in 22 schools total. The mariachi programs in schools helped boost graduation rates among Latino students while enriching young minds with an appreciation of Mexico's traditional music, Hernandez previously told Epic TV's California Insider program. Hernandez's desire to make mariachi more accessible extends to women as well. Years after success with his own band, the artist founded Reina de Los Angeles, the genre's first female-only mariachi band. "Was all male-dominated before Reina de Los Angeles," he said. The female group has since been nominated twice for their own Latin Grammys, in addition to being featured in the Smithsonian Institute's Latino Culture History exhibition. With his four children also avid musicians, the Hernandez family legacy continues for yet another generation.